Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Creative Alchemist podcast. To those of you already supporting the show with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. If you'd like to become a supporter and help make this show possible, tap the link in this episode's description or visit anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist to become a monthly supporter. Thank you all again and enjoy. So on this episode, I want to talk about the importance of a newsletter, why you should make a newsletter, and what I use to make a newsletter. Hopefully I remember all those three things. So if you don't yet, a newsletter is something that you send out either monthly or quarterly, which means about every three months, to let your folks know, the folks in your network, your customer base, or your clients, or the homies, or your family, whoever is on your list to receive this newsletter, basically. This is their way of staying connected to you. This is a way for you to stay connected to them, regardless of whether or not they read through it. You'll still be in their inbox. They'll still be seeing you. They'll still be, in a way, quote unquote, hearing from you. I think it's a good way to keep people posted on what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're up to. For somebody like me who does what I feel like is several different things at the same time, from podcasting to facilitating to performing to whatever it is that I'm doing, a newsletter is a really good place for me to organize all of that and to let folks know in one shot the things that I think are most relevant for them to know. So if I'm going to be facilitating a private workshop with a college, you know, I don't really need to let folks know that. But if there's something public that I want them to see, if there's, for example, right now, there's an exhibit, a solo show that I have, I would love for people to know about that. And a newsletter is a really good place for me to put that. One of the pressures that I've seen folks put on themselves when it comes to creating a newsletter is they think they have to come up with the content all on their own. And you really don't. You can do a newsletter in such a way that it just gives folks, it informs them about what it is that you're doing, where you're at. It can act as a check-in. And in terms of content that you don't have to create, well, I mean, there's so much content out there that you could just be sharing. During the summer, one of the things I did with my newsletter was I shared resources for folks to get involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, which is still going on and was going on for a really long time and still needs support. So go support in any way that you can. Please unlearn your internalized racism and biases and all that good stuff. Do the work. And that was something that I inserted in my newsletter. It was different resources to, I linked articles in there. I linked book resources, books that folks could check out and read. What else did I put in there? Oh my God, places that people can donate to, putting money directly into people's pockets, because there's nothing wrong with that. If you've heard this podcast before at all, you know that I find nothing wrong in giving people money that need it. That's something that you could do with your newsletter. It doesn't have to be all content that you yourself create. It could be you sharing what your friends are doing. If you have really cool, dope, creative friends that have an event that you're going to go to or you're going to support, or you just want to support and uplift, a newsletter could be a really good space for that. So you don't have to put the pressure on yourself to create all the things all the time. Feel free to link in more information in there and create a network within even your own newsletter. See, this is where I said, this is why I said, let me try to remember the three things. But, so how to use a newsletter, why use a newsletter, Oh, what I use to make a newsletter. Oh my God, did I remember all three of the things? I'm gonna hear this back and probably I didn't. Whatever. So I use MailChimp to create my newsletter, and there's a bunch of templates on there. You can find a ton of templates online. I'm sure some of y'all receive newsletters from people. I strongly suggest that you take a look at the newsletters you get. Which ones are the ones that you click open? Which ones are the ones that you read through? And why? What's getting your attention? Is it that they're asking you a question? Is it that they are, there's graphics in there, there's pictures in there, there's video in there? What is engaging you when you're opening up a newsletter? So again, I use MailChimp, and there's templates in there. You can also schedule out your newsletter, which is really nifty. Which is really nifty and really helpful. You can always go back in and edit it. And again, it's a really great way to stay connected with folks who you may not see very often, especially now. We are literally not seeing a lot of folks very often, or you shouldn't be, because you should be home as much as possible. So anyways, so I use MailChimp. For a certain amount of numbers, I'm going to actually Google this. MailChimp is actually free. Up to, let's see, because I don't want to lie to you. I don't. And I should have had this information ahead of time, but you know what? We're here now. So thanks for coming along on this ride with me. There's this pressure to be perfect. And I'm not going to do that to myself, and I'm not going to do that to you. Also, I'm stalling so that I can eventually, Jesus, at some point get to the pricing. Oh, there's a tab called pricing. There we go. So it's free for, also, they're not even sponsoring me to do this. Wow. But it's an example. It's one example of something that you can use to send out newsletters. So it allows you up to 2,000 contacts. And it helps with formulating what you want your newsletter to look like. It gives you tips and tricks on what your subject line should be, what's eye-catching to folks. It gives you statistics as to who opened up your, how many folks opened up your newsletter, how many folks engaged, if they clicked on the links within your newsletter. It's really cool. So yeah. You're a really useful tool to place a lot of information in. Not that you should make it, you know, don't make it like a 15-minute read for folks, but you can link it to a bunch of things, and then folks can navigate themselves from there. So you can put events in there. You can put, you know, this is what has been up with me lately. You can put stuff that engages your audience. You can navigate them to your social media. There's lots of different things that you can do. I strongly recommend that you look for different examples online. Again, I'm sure some of y'all are on newsletters. whether you signed up for them or not. So take a look at those. See which ones you block. See which ones you spam. See which ones you open. Your alchemy assignment, if you so choose to do it, is to first just kind of outline what you would put in a newsletter of your own. And then try one of these on. Again, the example that I use, because I am using it, is MailChimp. You could use it for free if you create a profile on there, and send one out. See what happens. Get feedback from folks. You can always send a sample version to yourself first before you send it out to your larger audience. So see what that feels like. So do an outline, create a draft newsletter, and send it out. See what happens. Talk to me. Hit me up on the gram. Let me know how it went. And that'll be that. Oh, and with that being said, do sign up to my newsletter. And now for the outro. Alrighty, mi gente. This has been another episode of The Creative Alchemist. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sully Nett. You can check out the rest of my life at sullynette.com. That's ZULYNETTE.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and support it with a monthly subscription by clicking on this episode's description or by visiting anchor.fm/thecreativealchemist. Thank you to our current supporters. Until next time, stay hydrated, stay creative. Peace.